يقول إنا جعلناها فتنة للظالمين إنها شجرة تخرج في أصل الجحيم طلعها كأنه رؤوس الشياطين فإنهم لآكلون منها فمالئون منها البطون. والضريع ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع والغسلين خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا من غسلين. والشراب في النار نار. إنا أعتدنا للظالمين نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه. بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقة. بماء كالمهل أي كالزيت الذي يفور من شدة الغليان. والثياب في النار نار. هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم فالذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار يصب من فوق رؤوسهم الحميم يصهر به ما في بطونهم والجلود ولهم مقامع من حديد. إما نار وإما جنة. أسأل الله أن يجعلني وإياكم من أهل الجنة. الجنة فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. وسأكتفي بحديثين اثنين عن الصادق الذي لا ينطق عن الهوى لأبين لحضراتكم شيئا من نعيم الجنة. ففي الصحيحين أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة على صورة القمر ليلة البدر ثم الذين يلونهم على أشد كوكب دري في السماء إضاءة لا يبولون ولا يتغوطون ولا يدخلون ولا ينتخطون. أنشاطهم الذهب ورصحهم المسك ومجامرهم الألوة وأزواجهم الحور العين. وفي صحيح مسلم من حديث المغيرة ابن شعبة قال سأل موسى على نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام ربه عز وجل وقال يا رب ما أدنى أهل الجنة منزلة. فقال الله تعالى يا موسى ذاك رجل يقال له ادخل الجنة فينطلق ثم يرجع يقول يا رب لقد نزل الناس منازلهم وأخذوا أخذاتهم. يخيل إليه أن الجنة قد ملئت وليس له مكان فيقول الله له انظر إلى ملكي أدنى أهل الجنة منزلة. فيقول الله له أترضى أن تكون لك الدنيا أترضى أن يكون لك مثل ملك ملك من ملوك الدنيا. قال رضيت يا رب رضيت يا رب. فيقول الله سبحانه لك ذلك ومثله 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 ومثله. فيقول العبد في الخامسة رضيت يا رب رضيت يا رب. فيقول الله عز وجل لك ذلك وعشرة أمثاله معك. قال موسى يا رب هذا أدنى أهل الجنة منزلة فما أعلاهم منزلة. فقال الله سبحانه أولئك الذين أردت غرست كرامتهم بيدي وختمت عليها فلم تر عين ولم تسمع أذن ولم يخطر على قلب بشر.
The Sheikh Hafidhahullah, he continued by saying, now we move on in what removes the hardship, what removes this hardness from our hearts, and this is by knowing and thinking and contemplating what our final end will be. What is the final destination? And this is the third point of the talk with the Shaykh today. Where is the end? Where is your end? The Shaykh says it is one of two places. Either paradise or the fire. One of two. As for the fire, we have no strength and no capability of withstanding it. It is something that we cannot take or bear or hold the burden of. As Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, اتقوا النار, fear the fire, for its heat is severe and its depth is long, it is deep, and its tools of punishment are made of hooked rods. Fear the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us with this in Surah Al-Tahrim. O ye who believe, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum, protect yourself and your family from a fire whose kindling shall be from stones and humans. From stones and humans. Over it, overseeing it, will be angels. غِلَابٌ شِدَادٌ. Strong and obedient to Allah. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. Never shall they disobey an order from Allah when He orders them. And they do what they are ordered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this quite clear that we are to fear the fire and try to protect ourselves from it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Qur'an, that as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that this fire, the hottest fire that we have in this dunya, the fire that we could feel in this dunya, it is one of 70 parts of the fire of the akhirah. The Sahaba, when he told them this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, if it was just this one, it would be enough. He told them, no, the other 69 are multiplied in heatness. So one multiplied by one, added on, and two, add the third, and multiply for 70. This is how hot the fire is. Also, the Shaykh Hafidhahullah explains to us, using the verses in the Qur'an, that the fire, it will be encompassing and taking in those who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it shall be a severe punishment for them. The Shaykh gives us examples of things that we use today: food, drink, and clothing. As for the food of the people of the fire, in itself it is fire. The ta'am of the people of the fire is fire. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this to us in the Qur'an, الزقوم, شجرة الزقوم, ta'am al-athim. The Shaykh gives us the verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have made this food, this zakum, as a food of the people of the fire. Its roots are in the deepest of the fire. It is a tree that is planted in the fire. طلعها كأنه رؤوس الشياطين. Its fruits, or the things that will be consumed by the people in the fire, represents or looks like the heads of the devils. This is the food of the people. And after they have eaten, they want to drink, or when they call out to Allah and they ask for something, and when they call out to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall order that they shall have boiling oil poured on them. كَالْمُهْلِ يَغْلِ الْبُطُونَ فِي الْبُطُونَ. This oil shall be thrown on them, and when they drink it, it shall boil inside them and burn their faces. The clothing, something that you use to protect yourself from coldness or hot. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ two groups of people, those who believe in Allah and those who disbelieved in Allah. اختصموا في ربهم. They were in disagreement. You disagree with those who disbelieve in Allah. As for those who believe, Allah shall reward them. As for those who disbelieve, they shall be entered in the fire. They shall be entered in the fire. They shall have clothing tailored for them. Tailored for them, specific to their measurements. And they shall be beaten with al-maqami'. وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. These hooked rods and hooked things that they shall be beaten with for their transgressions and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh made dua for us by saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us from the people who will never enter into the fire for the form of punishment, and make us from the people of al-Jannah. Allahumma ameen. As for the people of the Jannah, they shall have what no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and what could not have been imagined by any human being. The Shaykh says, I will give you only two hadith from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the time is constricted. The first of one of them is the hadith which is muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أول زمرة, the first of people who shall be brought to the Jannah in a group, in a zumra, in a group, to the gates of Jannah, they shall appear and have the same brightness like al-Badr, like the shining full moon. And they shall be entered into the Jannah. And then the next zumra, the next group that shall be brought, shall come to the gates, and they shall have the brightness of the clearest and brightest star in the sky. And they shall be entered into the Jannah. In it, none of them will need to urinate. None of them will sneeze. None of them will spit. None of them will have these human flaws in them. Their combs shall be made of a dhahab, of gold. Their sweat shall be the scent of musk. Their wives shall be from al-hur al-'ain. The women that Allah has created in the Jannah, which no eye has seen. None of these women created specifically for you, servant of Allah. The second hadith is the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrates that Musa, the Prophet and Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, Moses, came and asked. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be the reward of the lowest person in the Jannah? For if you know what the bare minimum will be, everything above it is better. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, it will be a man who will be told, ادخل الجنة, enter into the Jannah. And when he will go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it seem that there is no place for him. Everyone has taken their spot. And he will come back and he will say, Ya Allah, نزل الناس, the people have taken their spots and their seats, and everyone has what he wishes for, except me. So Allah will tell him, would you be content, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be given the kingdom of the richest king that ever lived on this earth? And the man will say, yes, of course I agree, O Allah, I wish for this. So Allah will tell him, you shall have this, and one more, and one more, and one more, and one more. And on the fifth one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply this for him. And on the fifth multiplication of this kingdom that he would be given by Allah, and this is the lowest person, he shall say, this is enough for me, O Allah. I am now content. Allah shall tell him, you will have all of this, and 10 times its amount. So Musa alayhi salam acted in the same way you did, and he said, if this is what the lowest will get, what about those who are higher up? So Allah answered him by saying, these are the ones I have chosen. I have planted for them and prepared for them in the Jannah with my own hand what they shall have. There in it shall be what no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and nothing that can be imagined by the heart of a human.
وأعلى نعيم في الجنة هو النظر إلى وجه الله عز وجل. قال الله سبحانه: وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. وفي صحيح مسلم من حديث صهيب رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة قال الله عز وجل: يا أهل الجنة هل رضيتم؟ فيقول أهل الجنة: وما لنا لا نرضى وقد أدخلتنا الجنة ونجيتنا من النار. فيقول الله عز وجل: أفلا أعطيكم أفضل من ذلك؟ فيقول أهل الجنة: وأي شيء أفضل من ذلك؟ فيقول الله سبحانه: أحل عليكم رضواني فلا أسخط عليكم بعده أبدا. يقول: فيكشف الحجاب فما أعطوا شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إلى وجه الله عز وجل. قال تعالى: للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة، والحسنى هي الجنة والزيادة هي النظر إلى وجه الله عز وجل في الجنة. أحزان قلبي لا تزول حتى أبشر بالقبول، وأرى كتابي باليمين وتقر عيني بالرسول.
The chef says, after hearing all of this, this is still not the biggest of blessings that is found in the Jannah. Do you know what the greatest of blessings is? It is being able to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran, on this day, there will be faces that will be brightened, gazing at their Lord. At Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to their Lord they shall be looking. And as is also narrated by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, an authentic hadith, from the hadith of Suhaid radiallahu anhu ardah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the people of Jannah shall enter the Jannah and they have taken their spots, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall gather them and He shall ask them, have you now become content? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after asking them this question, will wait for their answer. And when they answer Him, they shall say, how could we not be content, O Allah? You have allowed us to escape the fire and to be admitted to the Jannah. You have allowed us to escape from the fire and to be admitted to the Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall answer them by saying, should I not tell you, or should I not give you what is the best of things to receive? And they shall say, yes, O Allah, what more can you give us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give them the promise that He will never become angered with them, and that He shall give them His forgiveness from then on in. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, shall remove his cover and they shall look to his face subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah has narrated, as said in the Quran about al-husna wa ziyada, lilladhina ahsanu, for those who have done righteousness, they shall be given what is good and blessed, and a ziyada, and not just what they deserve, but an increasement. The Imams of Tafsir, they tell us this increasement that Allah shall give them is that He shall allow us to look to His face, subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this day, in al-Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. The Shaykh gives us the few verses of poetry where he says, the pain shall never, and this is something that is hard to translate poetry in such a short time without having the text, the pain of my heart shall never be lessened or removed until I know I have been granted forgiveness and I have been granted contentness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and until I know that I am now in the companionship and with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Jannah.
فهيا أيها الأحبة الكرام إلى التوبة إلى الأوبة إلى الله عز وجل. وهذا هو عنصرنا الأخير، متى سنتوب؟ يا حسرتاه إن دعيت الآن إلى التوبة وما أجبت، يا أسفاه إن ذكرت اليوم بالله سبحانه وتعالى وما تبت. لا تصوف فإن الموت يأتي بغتة، فعاهد ربك الآن على التوبة والأوبة، وكن على يقين مهما كثرت ذنوبك ومعاصيك، كن على يقين أن الله عز وجل يغفر الذنوب جميعا ما دمت توحد الله سبحانه. قال تعالى: إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. وقال تعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وفي الحديث الذي رواه مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: والذي نفسي بيده لو لم تذنبوا لذهب الله بكم وجاء بقوم يذنبون فيستغفرون فيغفر الله لهم. وفي صحيح البخاري لما رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم امرأة في السبي تبحث عن ولدها، فلما وجدت المرأة ولدها ألزقته ببطنها وأرضعته، فقال النبي لأصحابه: ها أترون هذه الأم طارحة ولدها في النار؟ قالوا: لا يا رسول الله. فقال المصطفى: لله أرحم بعباده من رحمة الأم بولدها. وأختم بهذا الحديث الذي رواه البخاري ومسلم من حديث عبد الله بن عمرو من حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يدنى المؤمن من ربه يوم القيامة حتى يضع رب العزة عليه كنفه ويقرره بذنوبه. يقرر الرب العبد المؤمن بذنوبه، فيقول له سبحانه: لقد عملت كذا وكذا في يوم كذا وكذا، أي من المعاصي والذنوب، وعملت كذا وكذا في يوم كذا وكذا. فيقول المؤمن: رب أعرف، رب أعرف. فيقول الله جل وعلا: ولكني سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأغفرها لك اليوم. لكن التوبة لها شروط: الأول الإقلاع عن المعاصي والذنوب، الثاني الندم على ما مضى، فالندم هو ركن التوبة الأعظم، الثالث أن تداوم على العمل الصالح الذي يقربك من الله عز وجل. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال، وأن يسترنا وإياكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يرزقنا جميعا قبل الموت توبة، وعند الموت شهادة، وبعد الموت جنة ونعيما ورضوانا. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
The Sheikh now concludes with his fourth and final point of the lecture. Let us now turn to Allah in repentance. The Sheikh warns himself anew by saying, woe be to the person who, when he is reminded of repentance or asked and reminded of repentance and does not from his own initiative turn to Allah in repentance. For this is one of the surest signs that he is now in a state of transgression against himself. all of you must know that death will come unannounced. It will not give you a notice. It will come unannounced. And know that also, no matter how much you have sinned, the doors of Tawbah are opened until this day. You can always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and for His repentance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Allah forgives all of the sins except that you take partners in worship with Him. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, O my servants who have transgressed against their own selves by disobeying Allah. By disobeying Allah, transgressing against their own selves. Turn back to Allah and ask Him for His forgiveness and turn to Him in repentance. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. And know that Allah shall forgive all of your sins. All types and shades of sins as you stay away from the shirk. And as is narrated by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making this to us clear, said, by He who holds my soul in His hand, if you were a people who did not commit sins, Allah would have removed you and brought people who do sin, but ask Him for His forgiveness. Also the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting with his Sahaba, upon seeing a woman who was being reunited with her young child, she became reunited with him, and quickly she grasped him and held him to her bosom. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed this out to his Sahaba and said, do you think that this woman would ever throw her child into the fire? They told him, no, O Messenger of Allah. He said, such Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful with His servant for their repentance to Him. Lallahu ashaddu farahan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happy in the repentance of His servant and more keeping of His servant than this woman is to her child. Also, the Shaykh concluded with the final hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yudna al-mu'min, the believer shall be brought closer to Allah on the Day of Judgment, until it will be a one-on-one discussion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah taking account of your sins, and Allah shall shield you with a kanafa. No one knows what this is, but it's something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Allah shall shield you from the sight of people. And Allah shall speak to this believer and he shall say, do you know that you did this and this on this and this day? فيقول المؤمن, the believer shall say, yes, O my Lord, I admit I did commit these sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall tell him, on that day I hid it from the people, and on this day I forgive it for you. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us all turn to Allah in repentance. And this was the final dua that the Shaykh hafizahullah made for us. He concluded by giving us the three steps for tawbah. Three things that you must do for your tawbah to be accepted. First, al-iqla', that you must stop committing the sin at that moment and not return to it. Second, you must regret, sincere regret, having committed this sin in the first place. And third, you must work righteous deeds and make the intention never to return to the sin again. If any of these three are not fulfilled, your tawbah will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh concluded by making dua for us and him. We thank the Shaykh hafizahullah for spending this time with us. And we conclude by saying we don't have time for the questions now, for Salatul Maghrib is soon. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.